When Gretchen Clark first visited Wrangell a year and a half ago, what she saw was a community that wanted to get healthy. Clark is a coordinator for Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium's Steps to a Healthier Southeast Alaska program. During that visit, the idea of a Healthy Wrangell Coalition came about, and since then, the coalition has been very active. This and other healthy efforts in the community led Clark to believe that giving Wrangell money for a community garden would be a good use of funds.
There's a lot of momentum within the community, a lot of energy towards moving in a healthy direction. The school district is moving in to have, for the first time ever, a school meals program, breakfast and lunch in the schools. There's been workplace wellness groups forming at the different businesses, expansion of community rec hours and the community hiking program, Girls on the Run. There's just a lot of momentum in Wrangell. And so, you know, we heard sort of at the election lots of talk about, you know, shovel-ready projects. Wrangell, if you will, is a very shovel-ready community, and they really have the energy and the momentum to go forward with this.
The search program Steps to a Healthier Southeast Alaska is giving Wrangell's Community Garden a $5,000 grant to get started. The money has to be used by September 1st and cannot be spent on construction or construction materials.
But things like seeds, dirt, stipends, any type of expenditure like that, education, media campaigns, all of that is absolutely okay.
While Clark was originally working on the idea of a community garden with the Healthy Wrangell Coalition, others in Wrangell have also been working separately on the same idea. Tammy Meisner was one of these individuals. As a Wrangell health advocate for Search's Wise Families program in Wrangell, Meisner had plans of starting the community garden effort next year on a much smaller scale.
But since the Wrangell Health Coalition and then the community kind of got involved, that it just kind of has risen to this greater thing, which now we're excited about, because that's the whole process that we're hoping to do, is get everyone involved, not just a small group.
Meisner says for a community garden, she envisions growing vegetables and other produce.
So it's non-processed, so it's healthier and more better for your body. And also you get activity and you do a family thing, and then you also get the mixture of elders with young children, or mothers and fathers working with their children, or other people in the community who have knowledge that I don't have on gardening, and sharing that, you know, just the community sharing with each other.
With that same idea in mind, Clark says there's evidence out there that community gardens are good for the health of its residents.
They increase fruit and vegetable access and consumption. It increases physical activity levels. They build social and community connections and support. And so it's just there's a tremendous amount of evidence that says community gardens are good for communities from a health perspective.
In the past, Clark and the Steps to a Healthier Southeast Alaska program has given other communities like Cake, Angoon, Sitka, and Craig startup money for a community garden. And have those communities been successful?
Absolutely, every single one of them. There's tremendous amount of expertise in Southeast, Craig, Juneau, Sitka, Angoon, Cake, about how do you grow in a rainforest.
On top of the initial $5,000, Meisner says through the Wise Family's Traditional Foods Grant, more money will be available for the Wrangell Community Garden in October. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.